Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, spare a thought for a Dulham church in Dublin South Central, because the coronavirus emergency has stopped its launch in its tracks. On the line to tell us more, we have our old friend, author and pastor, Stephen Mahwinney. You're very welcome, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good, Roland. Thanks. Good to be with you in these strange times.
In these strange times is right. First of all, Stephen, you and others have been planning to open this church for quite a while. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, Roland, what happened, long story short, going back, it was around May 2019, the Lord just gave us a tremendous burden to open a church in the Dublin 6 West area. That more or less encompasses Harold's Cross, Image, you know, Terran Euro, Park, sure. Temple Oak. And long story short, you know, we really prayed into that, and it was all about, you know, timing, as we come to see. And then we started making a few applications, and we were looking at different venues that we could possibly rent, you know, to launch the church. And I'd say altogether we most probably tried, I'd say at least 25 different venues, you know, community centres, schools, national schools, primary schools, looking to rent a classroom or, you know, gyms, different things. And to cut a long story short, just the week that the coronavirus broke, we had, you know, if I can use the terminology, we had a breakthrough, and we were given permission to use a primary school. We were dealing with a very, very pleasant headmistress who was the mediator, the go-between of this large national school in that area, and we were given permission to commence our meetings. And we were in the process, on the Friday night, we were just supposed to go down, and she was going to run through security and all of that with us, and, you know, the rent had been arranged, and it'd been through all the different committees, and she was going to, you know, explain how the security works, you know, the alarm systems and all that type of thing. And we were very much looking forward to going down. And then the following day, it all went crazy here.
Wow.
And the order came through from the government, and rightly so, but, you know, to close down all the national schools and the primary schools. So
you were literally that close, Stephen. You were like, it was the day before you were about to open.
Exactly. Well, we most probably would have opened a week or two after that.
Right.
Ronan, yes, but so close.
So
we
close.
We had to go ahead. Everything was clear. We had the insurance. We had everything. And we were really looking forward to a launch. And I just thank God we hadn't advertised, you know, the date or anything.
Yeah.
And all of that.
So how much of a setback would this be for you, Stephen?
Roland, this might sound funny, but I don't now, when I've, on hindsight, I don't really look at it as a setback.
Right.
Strangely enough.
Yeah.
You know, I've come to see over the years, initially I was a bit gunked and peeved, but now I see, you know, God's timing is always right.
Yeah.
And it's just given us so much more time, I think, and I do believe, you know, to prepare for this, you know, in the future, and to get a heads up.
I know what you mean, yeah, like, well, the Lord working in and through everything and working all things to the good, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
No, that's right. It's given us far more time to think it through even more and to plan ahead. So we're just using this time as a real time of preparation regarding the church launch, as well as keeping ourselves right.
Absolutely.
You know, spiritually, you know.
I'm good. Just let the listeners in on the fact that when I phoned you first this morning, I had to do a little pronunciation check for Dulham. Because I know it's from 1 Samuel, but could you just give us a little, I mean, because I know you choose your names for churches very well.
I'm sure it's unusual. I have to be honest, Roland, it's one of my favourite verses.
Wow.
No, can we just read it out?
Do, go for it.
Yeah, it's found in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 22 and verses 1 and 2, and it just says this. So David left Gath and took refuge in the cave of Adullam. When David's brothers and his father's whole family heard, they went down and joined him there. In addition, every man who was desperate, in debt, or discontented rallied round him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. So that's the first reference to the cave of Adullam. But you'll have noticed there, you know, the type of individuals that gathered around him. They were desperate, they were in debt, they were discontented, they were in distress.
Absolutely.
They were a motley crew. And we went, listen, I had my wife and others driven mad. I had my kids driven mad. I went through every possible name, you know, Dublin 6 West Community Church, Dublin 6 Church, Dublin this, Dublin that, Dublin. And, you know, and then it just came to me, Adullam You know, we just wanted it to be a place of, you know, a place of refuge.
Refuge,
we wanted
exactly.
it to be, you know, David found, you know, and these people found solace, consolation, help and assistance in a cave. Well, it's not a cave, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Our man caves, but the church, you know, the church of Adullam. Were those who are really seeking, you know, the meaning of life or have lost their way. They don't know whether they're up, they don't know whether they're down, they're desperate, you know, they're in debt, they're discontented, they're discouraged. And where it will be, you know, a hub where they can, you know, find peace and find the real purpose and meaning of life. So we said, it's as good as any, but if we go for it, this will have to stick. So we decided to call it, the Church of Adullam or Adullam Church.
Yeah, lovely. And, you know, distress, desperation, death, in trouble, you know, people. I mean, what a better statement of, you know, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of principles.
No, well, that's right.
It's fantastic.
Well, I mean, I think Jesus, you know, if he was to come back today, he would be most at home, in that, in the company of such people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all, as I'm sure you'd agree, we all have problems. We all have, hassles to a lesser or greater degree. And many of us have been in that position, you know, perhaps before we found the Lord or whatever the case may have been, before we had that, you know, spiritual awakening. And but we often come messy. I know I did, with many, many problems. I wasn't just one of that category. I was many of those, all
absolutely.
Rolled into one.
Me too, brother. You know, me too. And it just shows, you know, the consolation of God that can be brought through a church to people who are in that condition is just phenomenal.
Right. And just to meet people where they're at.
Phenomenal. You know, yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. You know, and I just, you know, I'm excited because it's I can see this is a really it's such an incredible witness, and I really hope God speed your work and the work and the and let the Adullam Church have the Adullam Church in Dublin South Central happen and soon. That's what I'd say.
Amen.
To you.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, really looking forward. No, it keeps. We all need something to look forward to, Ronan, don't we?
We do,
Roland. And this is my, you know, it really keeps me, you know, keeps me in focus. And it's great to have something to work towards. So we're just keeping ourselves right, you know, at this time. It's a difficult time for everyone, and just trying to, you know, stay focused. You know, stay busy, find that balance between work and exercise and all of that type of stuff, and, you know, keeping the mind active.
Yeah.
So it's all really good and it's positive. By the way, really enjoyed, and listen, this isn't flattery, you know, my wife listens to yourself and the missus. I think I'm not actually on Facebook, I'm on Messenger, but I was sitting last night listening to your time of worship at you sitting at the keyboard, and some beautiful numbers.
Yeah, Joanne.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's really good. I'm delighted to hear you.
No,
listening along, Stephen.
And Margaret said to me, no, she said, Roland and his wife, they've done this a few times.
Yeah, so we're doing it every night now. Because just, you know, when you get to a particular stage, you feel like you can do so little. And doing a little bit of worship on Facebook Live, why not, you know?
Oh, no, it's excellent. You're extremely gifted.
Yeah, extremely gifted.
Thank
you, Stephen.
Not at all.
Pastor and author Stephen Mahoney, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Roland, God bless you.
See you, man. Have a good one. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.